Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Stevie there, I'm bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, wherever you are in the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to divestiture. We got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Mick Fleming. Mick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president, CEO of American Chamber of Commerce Executives, ACCE. That's ACCE.org. It's the national professional organization that supports Chamber of Commerce executives there. They're actually, the first part of the name is American, but Mick, you have influence all over the world. I know you guys are very much engaged with chambers all over the world, and that's one of the things I admire about what you guys do.
Thanks, Jim. I do have that role at somebody was saying, what's the payment that I get for being a vice chairman of the World Chambers Federation? And the answer is, really good coffee. I get some coffee sent to me from different parts of the world. And when the shipments come at Christmas time, I'm stocked up with stuff from everywhere from Indonesia to Africa to South America. So that's my main payoff. So,
yeah. So now you got your convention coming up next week in Oklahoma City. It's in a different place every year. I've been to 8 or 9 of these now in a row, and they're wonderful. I love being around chamber executives. It's really wonderful to see the family atmosphere, the camaraderie, the esprit de corps. This is a small community. I mean, these people represent thousands of chambers, but really these executives are, it's a small community, isn't it?
It is, and especially this group that has, our group is not necessarily the biggest dogs in the house. They're the people who are most eager to get good, and they concentrate on self-improvement and on improving their organizations and themselves. And so those folks are all at the table, and they have this shared vision. It's interesting, they don't consider themselves competitors, even though their communities might compete for projects or investment or something. They see themselves as helping each other all the time, and I think when people enter this profession, it's the first thing they notice that's different than almost anything they've been in before. Everybody cheers for another community having a success, bringing in a defense contractor, or having a local company make good and sell to Microsoft or something. You know, they're just happy when they have a company succeed in a neighboring community. So it's really kind of fun to watch their helpful nature throughout this convention. It's like there's more learning going on in the hallways than there is in the lecture hall.
Right, exactly.
So there'll be about a thousand people there, and everybody, this is their chance also to let their hair down a little bit in their own community. You know, they can't do that easily because.
And yeah, I have to say that the Chamber of Commerce folks like to party. I have to say that. Not that I've ever participated with them in any of that myself. Mick.
Of course not. So,
Mick, let's talk about what's going on. If a Chamber of Commerce executive or a board member, if a Chamber board member is listening right now and they're saying, you know what, I want to figure out a way to get our Chamber executive to that, because a lot of chambers, sometimes they can't afford even the travel. I'm encouraging them to get a budget together to make sure somebody on their staff gets to go to this event. Is there still time for people to sign up for this one?
Well, there is, but it's tight. I mean, we start gathering next week on Tuesday night, so it's tight. But what a lot of chambers have done in smaller communities, smaller organizations, to find a champion in the community that can send one person. I mean, the registration is just a portion of the cost of, because the travel, as you said, is a factor. We have some scholarships available, and we also have some, first time, first new member kind of thing that we offer some excellent, savings. But, there's also the variety of hotel costs. But, the thing is, I think that concept of maybe not taking it out of dues because, the general coffers are pretty thin, is to find somebody in the community that wants that excellence to exist in this in the organization, and to find that possible corporate champion who might make it possible for somebody to attend. And
right.
And the bigger chambers, it's just a matter of priorities. And mid-sized and larger chambers, they're a priority. You know, is it important that your people advance and succeed and learn all the tricks of every other chamber in the country on how to do their job?
What are some of the things that are going to be exposed? That people are going to be exposed to this next week?
Well, you mentioned the issue of in your warm up. Your next speaker, I think, you talked a little bit about branding. There's a lot going on about branding the chamber itself, as the success they do, but also work they're doing in helping companies brand themselves. And there's a lot right now going on in that area, so we're trying to teach and coach in that area. International, we have this concept of the personal connections around the world being the secret to helping your members succeed, and finding personal connections that can make investment happen, direct investment for communities. We've got a lot going on with revenue generation, with public policy, and a big deal on education reform and education attainment. There's just so much interest in that around the country right now that we're really trying to get our members aware of all the things they can and should be doing to try to make their own region successful on education advancement, because, you know, the likelihood that something substantial is going to come out of Washington is pretty thin.
I agree with that. Hey, Mick, good job today. Good job all the time in your leadership role with helping chambers of commerce across the country and around the world. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week in Oklahoma City. We'll have some fun.
Jim, you're the man. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Mick Fleming, ladies and gentlemen, President, CEO of American Chamber of Commerce Executives, ACCE.org. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.